Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like every day is just a sprint towards the finish line, with no time to stop and breathe. Yeah, me too. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle, the constant pressure to achieve, to be on all the time. But let's talk about something super important. Burnout, and how to take care of ourselves. Because honestly, if we don't prioritize our well-being, we can't show up as our best selves in anything else. So today on The Stoic Life, we're diving deep into strategies for managing burnout and building sustainable self-care practices that actually work. You know, the kind that aren't just fluffy Instagram posts but real, tangible things you can implement right away. We'll be talking about identifying those early warning signs of burnout because sometimes we're so busy pushing through, we miss the signals our body and mind are sending us. Think of it like a car engine. If you keep driving on fumes, eventually it's going to sputter and stall. First up, let's talk about boundaries. Setting clear boundaries is absolutely essential for preventing burnout. This means saying no to things that drain your energy, protecting your time, and making sure your needs are met. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and start rummaging through your stuff, right? It's the same with your time and energy. Treat them as valuable resources and guard them fiercely. Next, we're talking about mindfulness. Seriously, taking a few minutes each day to just breathe and be present can make a world of difference. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental state. There are tons of great apps and techniques out there, from guided meditations to simply focusing on the sensation of your breath. It's all about training your mind to stay grounded in the present moment, rather than getting swept up in anxieties about the future or regrets about the past. Now, let's talk about movement. I know, you might be thinking, ugh, exercise, more like exhausting exercise. But hear me out. Movement doesn't have to mean grueling gym sessions. It can be anything that gets your body moving and your blood flowing. Take a walk in nature, dance around your living room, do some yoga stretches, find something you enjoy, and make it a regular part of your routine. Next up, we're going to talk about sleep, the often overlooked superhero of self-care. When you're sleep-deprived, everything feels harder. You're more irritable, less productive, and your overall well-being takes a hit. So make sleep a priority, aim for 7 minutes, 9 hours each night, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and avoid screens before bed. Think of it like this. Sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Finally, let's talk about connection. We are social creatures, hardwired to crave connection and belonging. Nurture your relationships with friends and family, join communities that align with your interests, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're sitting at your desk, staring at a screen filled with endless tasks. Your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the dreaded burnout creeping in. You try pushing through, but your energy is waning. Suddenly, remember all those self-care strategies we just talked about. You take a deep breath, close your laptop for 5 minutes, and step away from the screen. You go for a quick walk outside, soak in some sunshine, and listen to the birds chirping. When you return to your desk, you feel refreshed, re-energized, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed focus. Dum. That's the power of self-care in action. It's not about being selfish or indulging in every whim. It's about intentionally prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, remember these key takeaways. Set those boundaries like a boss, practice mindfulness to stay grounded, move your body for energy and clarity, prioritize sleep for peak performance, and connect with others, feel supported and loved. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one self-care strategy you're going to implement this week? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury. It's a necessity for living a fulfilling and meaningful life. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep crushing your goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.